away and forced myself to think about the living instead of the dead. Death was a cesspool that tended to suck me in every now and again, and it was all I could do every damn day to keep thinking about life instead. "Bo's angry with me," Jackson said. "Uh-oh," I chuckled and scratched the side of my face. It was always something with Bo. "What did you do now?" Jackson shook his head with a sigh and took a swig from his water jug. "I won't take him with me." He wiped his mustache with the back of his hand. "He hates me because of it, of course." "Well, I don't blame you for leaving him behind." I leaned against the wheel well, feeling the cool metal through my shirt. "Whatever those gangs of kids are up to, it's nothing good. I mean, I get it. The world ends, you're 10 years old, and you can move a tree with your mind or lure a meal right towards you. But at some point, you need direction. You and I saw that all the time with the gangs back in Anchorage, and they had parents and normal problems. You got people like Nora out there leading some of these kids around. It's crazy, scary shit. And now they're getting bored. They want more." I shook my head and thought about the fire outbreaks in the cities, caused by some of them. It was only a matter of time before the renegade youth became a bigger issue, even way out here. I know some of them just want to be part of a pack to call family, but they're getting ballsy. They just came up on you last time like they were fearless. Jackson lifted his chin, eyeing me like he knew exactly what I was thinking. "So, what's your plan?" He knew me well, and I leveled my gaze on him. Of course, I had a plan. "Wall off the bridge, to start with." "A wall?" He tilted his head back and forth as he considered it. "We'd have to man it in order to allow those of us going between Riverdale and the prison, your place, and anywhere else outside the border through," I admitted. "But it would give us even more control and make us less alluring to troublemakers, looking to sneak in for winter supplies or anything else they might think we have worth stealing." "It could work," Jackson mused, and he crossed his hands over his chest. I shoved off the truck to head toward the few bags left to load. "It has to." Jackson sighed. "Well, count me in. I promise to help Alex and Sophie finish their place when I get back, but it won't take long." A month was a long time to wait to build the wall, and I wasn't sure we had that kind of time. Plus, Jackson had enough on his plate, patrolling White Horse with me, working on his farm, raising Bo and Thea, going on bi-monthly scavenging trips. I couldn't rely on him to be a part of every project that needed doing, but I nodded all the same. "We'll talk about it when you get back." We were far beyond the days when we could all hole up in the prison for safety, and with half of my team gone, most of the time, our security measures were laughable. "As for Bo, don't worry about him," I told Jackson. "He'll get over it. I'll take him on rounds with me a few times while you're gone." I handed him one of the duffels and we made our way back to the truck. "How long do you think you'll be gone this time, anyway? A couple weeks?" The biodiesel-powered helicopter would shave off a week's worth of driving, if not more. "Yeah. We haven't hit up the Yellowknife area yet, and I expect we'll find plenty of supplies there." "Yellowknife, huh?" The further out Jackson and the team went each trip, the more I wondered how long it would be before we created an installation somewhere out there. "I left our route in Woody's office." Jackson looked at me as we nestled in the last of the bags. "Make sure he sees it when he gets back from Prince Rupert." "Will do. They should be back soon." Cat and Woody had been gone for almost a week for their quarterly check-in with Huck and his team, and it had been strangely silent without them. Despite Cat and I not getting along when she'd first arrived with JJ a few years back, we'd fallen into a groove of working together and putting up with one another. "Aren't you glad Cat's coming home today?" Jackson slammed the tailgate shut. My eyes narrowed on him. He and Elle had a way of asking Bo and Thea loaded questions, a parental move I usually found entertaining, and I got the feeling Jackson was using his parental voice with me now, so I hesitated to answer. "Why would I be glad?" "Because," he drawled, "Phil and I are taking off and she'll be coming back. You won't be alone in the safety crew." With a raised eyebrow, Jackson tried not to smile. It wasn't supposed to be a difficult question. I wasn't sure I bought that, but I let it go. I don't know if glad is the